VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey, y'all. Leela here. Back with another versatile, but hopefully not verbose episode of Voice to Vindictive Vegetarians Vertical Venison. What was I talking about? Sorry, I didn't get much sleep last night. I know some people say they get by on a few hours of sleep, but today's video shows just how important sleep is for our health. You did watch today's video, right? Wait, did I? Come on, pull it together. All right, let's get to the sentence of the day. At the end of the experiment, he was struggling to concentrate, had trouble with short-term memory, became paranoid, and started hallucinating. Here are some pronunciation tips to keep in mind. At the. These are linking words, so you can put them together more quickly. At the. At the. Short-term. Again, these are linking words, so you can link them together with the T sound. Short term. Short term. Here's the sentence of the day one more time, a little slower. At the end of the experiment, he was struggling to concentrate, had trouble with short-term memory, became paranoid, and started hallucinating. Let's check out some vocabulary from the sentence. First one up, struggling. This adjective means unsuccessful, but trying hard to succeed. For example, I think I'd better talk to my manager. I'm really struggling to meet this deadline. Next up, paranoid. This adjective means feeling extremely nervous and worried because you believe that other people do not like you or are trying to harm you. For example, after finding that spider on me, I feel like I've got bugs all over me, but I'm probably just being paranoid. Last one, hallucinating. This verb means to seem to see, hear, feel, or smell something that does not exist, usually because you are ill or have taken a drug. For example, my brother was so hot from playing baseball under the sun that he started hallucinating. You know, I used to pull all-nighters just to finish assignments at the last minute or stay out with friends until the sun came up. It seemed totally fine for me when I was younger. After all, I was invincible, right? Now that I'm getting older, bedtime feels less like a chore and more like a reward. I think that part of the secret to getting more sleep is making our bedrooms and our pre-sleep routines as pleasing and relaxing as possible. A cup of herbal tea and a book in bed always knocks me out. What about you? Do you have any tips or tricks for getting a good night's sleep? Let me know in the comments below. And when you're ready, hit that record button with your sentence. Catch you next time.